Well, it happened. It finally happened. I got recognized. It's been 3 weeks. I'm up here in the mountains. No subscribers. I'm like, this is a foreign land. And as much as I like meeting everyone, it's just so weird when I don't get recognized. And I got recognized in the store. Now, this isn't about me. This is about the subscriber that recognized me, sat down with him, and had a cup of coffee. And I want to share this story with you because I think it's so important, because it's about why you haven't jumped in yet. Why haven't you started something, a side hustle, bought real estate? I know it sounds crazy because I say it's going to crash, right? Why haven't you bought real estate? And we started talking, and this was a great conversation to have. So we sit down, he recognizes the Brohawk, and he comes looking at me, like, he's just pointing up at the air, and I'm like, yeah, hey, how you doing? And we sit down and have a cup of coffee together. A very successful young man, 40's young to me now, and so he and his fiance are living up here in the mountains, and they have their dream jobs. He is working as an architect, and he is crushing it. Went to a great school, is about to finish everything, and he's working at a good firm. And I asked some personal questions about him and his finances, and he said, yeah, he's renting right now. They absolutely love the area they live in, and but he's being evicted, not evicted, but you know, hey, the owner wants to sell the place that they're renting, and he had good rent, and they're having to find a new place. I said, why haven't you bought a house? And he looks at me a little silly, like, pretty much, aren't you saying it's crashing? I'm like, yeah, it is, but I want to know, why haven't you bought a house? And I said, you know, you don't have a lot of rights when you're a renter. And now, just mind you, I'm renting too, but I have property. If I had to, I could go back to, but I'm renting right now. I'm waiting. But that's not always the best thing for certain people. And I looked at, I asked them how much they're paying for rent and stuff. And I said, you know, you could actually get a place just a little bit down the road for the same price as you're paying in rent. But you'd have to take a little bit of a step back in life, just a little bit, right? Into a condominium. And I said, with zero down, you could get into a place paying the exact same amount, but now you own it and you're bringing in tax breaks, right? You're getting able to write off your interest and things like that on your home. You don't have the fear of being, the fear of being kicked out, right? Because the owner wants to rent or sell the place. And he had a great answer. He goes, yeah, but you know, I'm concerned about my industry. You know, in my industry, you know, we're attached to the real estate market and we're seeing things happen all over the country, especially where we are right now, where I'm standing. We're seeing sellers, the place that he lives right now, there are so many places hitting the market. Owners are selling like crazy. And they're, as a matter of fact, we were having coffee. One of the baristas were just told by her landlord in the same complex that they want to sell their place. So she's got a couple of months to leave and inventory is about to explode. And he said, you know, I'm concerned about my job in the same field that he works in. He's seeing other firms laying people off. His firm, he really likes it. They've been doing a really good job of crushing it. And so there's no worries about that now. But he says, what happens? Because he's asked questions, what it was like in 2007, 2008 for engineering and architectural firms. And it was rough. They were laying people off like crazy. And I told him something that shook him, I think, a little bit. His mouth dropped a little. I said, do you know that if you are renting and you lose your job and you can't pay your rent, how long will it take for the landlord to kick you out? He says, pretty fast. I said, if you own a house and the same thing happens, how long is it going to take that bank to kick you out? I know that sounds crazy, and we never set ourselves up for failure. We always set ourselves up for success. But sometimes setting yourself up for success is also acknowledging that you may fail and that you need a plan. You know, I said, you always have a savings, right? But if you lost your job because of a catastrophic event in a worldwide or a nationwide economic collapse, banks are going to be working with people that were buying a home, and they will not be, and landlords will not be working with those of you that are renting, all right? So I said, why not take a step back? And I'm like, why don't you even take it a step further? Would you be okay? You know, he doesn't have any children. Getting married, I said, would you be okay with stepping back into a place that's, instead of a three bedroom, could you deal with a two bedroom, two bath? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then that means you could go and put down 1 or 0% right now. He's got a great credit score. He's got a lot of money saved up. He's doing very well. I said, but you could actually step back into a smaller place and you'll be paying less than you're paying in rent right now. And the rent that he's got right now is a very good price. And I said, then you're moving forward. I said, have you jumped into anything? He said, no. You know, he went to a very a very well-known college in the nation, him and his fiance, and they are stuck in the rat race. They are in the 9-to-5 mode. They don't have a side hustle. I made some suggestions based off of his background, what kind of side hustles he could do for no money to be bringing in a secondary, secondary set of income. And hopefully he's going to take that advice. But you know, I have to ask that question. Have you jumped in? Let me ask you this. How many of you, and type your information down below, because I love reading this kind of stuff. How many of you are renting right now because you're waiting for a real estate crash? But honestly, if you were to just take a step back in life, take one step back to so that you can eventually make two steps forward, go and stop renting a house, go down right now with these super low down payments, even though the rates are super high, right? And step back into a property where the payment is less than what you're renting right now. And then when the crash comes, as long as you have a 30-year fixed, you could simply move out and buy another house and then rent the one you're in. During crashes, rents actually stay pretty stable because people that are getting kicked out of their homes are having to find rentals. You know, talking about the side hustles, how many of you have started a side hustle now to prepare as this crash happens to be able to buy things for pennies on the dollar from companies that weren't managing their funds well or their employees well and had to sell for pennies on the dollar, their businesses or their inventory? Look, I'm running that sale right now, $999 for the lowest price I've ever done for the how to start a side hustle course. It takes you from literally selling your stuff in your garage to how to start a corporation. I want to make this stuff available to people. As I meet more of you, I'm going to expand things this year because I'm going for broke. You know, I took a massive risk by putting my money where my mouth is. I said, during a crash, an economic crash, the best time to start businesses. And I'm actually going down to look at real estate right now for business purposes because there are so many vacant properties in the commercial space. I'm looking to pick up specific commercial properties right now as they're having problems. And yes, I'm putting in lowball offers. Nobody likes the ninja showing up, let's put it that way. And because I need places to store the cars that I'm buying for resale. I need places to store the inventory from companies I'm gonna be buying stuff from. I'm gonna be doing it live on the YouTube channel, but I want you to be a part of this. It's like, when are you gonna jump? And that's what I asked him, when are you going to jump? And he says, you know, that's the thing. He watches all these videos and his fiance does too, but they haven't jumped. Now, I'm not saying you jump into a higher payment. I'm not saying you get a bigger house. I'm saying right now, you know, if you could get something and pay a payment that's less than you're renting, that's a no-brainer. If you feel like it is a safe place and that you have got yourself set up and you're paying zero, I said, keep all your money in your savings account. Get ready to pounce on something else. But step back. You're in a super nice area of the nation. Move to a town 20 minutes away, and what's going to happen to your financial lifestyle? Yeah, are you going to take a hit mentally or emotionally because you want to live in the Beverly Hills of the nation? Yeah, but you know what? You're never going to own up here if you don't start down there. And every one of you, every one of us needs to hear that. I'm taking a step back. Now, I'm renting in a really nice place, paying a stupid amount for rent, but I'm also waiting for it to pounce. And I'm going to be taking a step back even from renting here in a handful of months, going down the hill, and I'm going to be in a spot where I'm going to be paying less rent, obviously, but I'm going to be immersed in the area that I'm going to be looking at commercial real estate, things like that. Stand by. I got to take this one. Mrs. Ninja, I'm live right now. Are you across the street? Yeah. All right. I'll be there. I'll pick you up. I'll end this in like 5 minutes, but I got something really important to say. So just stand outside. I'll be right there. All right. Bye. All right. She can wait. Don't tell her I said that. All right. So the thing is that I will be doing that as well. And I want to put my money where my mouth is and be available to show you. And it's scary, but there's so many things that you could do in life that aren't scary. Like I told this gentleman, the subscriber, I said, look, sorry. I'm still new at all this stuff, guys. If you can get into something that's cheaper, why wouldn't you do that? Get out of your own head. Stop caring what other people think of you. Stop caring what your family and friends think of you. Take one step back financially, and during a crash, you're going to take leaps and bounds ahead because you're set up. Even if you have a lot in savings, how much more can you save? And in this gentleman's case, you won't have to worry about being kicked out of your house because somebody wants to sell it. You'll have the power now. You're in control. I want to put you in control in America. I want to put humans all around the world in control. You see, we're slaves to the lender. We're slaves to the landlord. I don't want you in that position. Start your side hustles. Start preparing for this real estate crash. It's happening. Inventory is picking up everywhere. And I love it when real estate agents tell me, oh, not here. This place is different. That's what they all said in 2006. All right, with that being said, I'll put the link down below for the lowest price ever on that course on how to start a side hustle. Hope you guys crush it. The Economic Ninja is out.